during that game in Munich last week, I got a text off one of Pogba's family, and it just said, different animal.
You know, Mancini has wanted everyone to have fun, you know.
For the best Euro 2020 coverage, download the OTB Sports app and subscribe to the OTB Football Podcast.
The OTB Podcast Network with GetsetGo. Quick start car insurance you can sort anytime, online, then bounce on with your day. Get a quote today at GetsetGo.ie.
Football on Off the Ball.
With Paddy Power's Save Our Game. Donating 10k to Irish football for every goal England score at the Euros. Gamble responsibly. GamblingCare.ie.
Now then, you're welcome, Max. So, Group D at Hampden Park and Wembley this evening will be very interesting. Happy to say we have Kevin Campbell with us, Premier League striker with Arsenal and Everton, amongst others. 500 professional appearances under his belt between 1988 and 2007. Kevin, great to have you on. How you doing?
Hi, how are you, Joe? You're right.
I'm very well. Come here, I just had a look at your Twitter feed, right? So,
yeah,
I'm confused here. You're saying things like on Sunday, I hope everyone has a super Sunday. Big respect and love to all the dads on Father's Day, both living and deceased. And then on Monday, you're saying things like, I hope everyone has a good, safe, peaceful and happy Monday. Kevin, this is not what Twitter is for. You need arguments. You need vitriol. You need to be meaner to people out there. That's what Twitter is all about. What are you doing showing so much love out there on Twitter?
No, it's nothing but love. Nothing but love coming from me. I like to look at the positive and try and be positive.
Good man. Well, listen, so Pickford in goal, Kyle Walker, Stones, Harry Maguire back in the side. Luke Shaw, I think no surprise given the Chilwell situation. And then Calvin Phillips and Declan Rice once again sitting in front of that back four. Bukayo Saka, 19 years of age, is in. Jack Grealish is in for Mason Mount. Sterling keeps his place. Harry Kane, as Gareth Southgate had promised even a couple of days ago, keeps his place. So what jumps out to you here? Saka for one.
Yeah, well, I think Saka, Grealish, they're the main attacking threats that link in and tandem with Raheem Sterling and obviously Harry Kane. Good to see Harry Maguire back because I think they miss him the way he's on the ball. He's, you know, the fact that he carries the ball forward can make an overload in midfield that then can make an overload at the top end of the pitch. But really, it's the Grealish and Saka. These players can beat somebody. Hmm. And once they can beat somebody, then that frees up Harry Kane because it creates a real problem for the defence.
And what have you made of England so far across the two games?
I don't think England has been great, to be honest with you. I thought the first game against Croatia, they were decent without being great. Created a couple of chances and really could have won the game more. But didn't take the chances and you're happy with the 1-0. And against a Scottish team who, you know, have nothing to lose, England couldn't raise their game. And the worst thing for me is England couldn't adjust. Sometimes you have to be able to adjust in game. Mm. And they couldn't adjust, didn't have a threat going forward. And Scotland actually looked the more likely to score. So it was a real bad day at the office.
Yeah, it really was. And wasn't it interesting the team were booed off? We were just talking about that before you came on, you know, that this team did so well at the last World Cup and were pretty good in the 2-3 intervening years, good Nations League campaigns, start off with a, you know, very acceptable win against Croatia. You would think there would be some credit in the bank, but geez, you don't have much patience over there at times.
No patience whatsoever. I think getting to the semi-final of the World Cup, you know, some would say it was quite fortuitous, but yeah, you know, to get there is still hard and, you know, you're in with a chance against Croatia to get to the World Cup final. So, you know, this England team has the talent, it has the players, you know, they just got to get it together. And obviously that's down to the manager and the players to do the business. So, you know, there's going to be no remorse if they don't do the business. They're going to hear the boos again today if they don't perform.
You would think Southgate now has pretty much settled on this 4-2-3-1 shape. It would be a major surprise, I think, if he suddenly reverted to a 3 or did something massively different for a round of 16 match, maybe against a France or a Germany. So as part of this 4-2-3-1, Phillips and Rice are in there. One of the critiques certainly is that there's not enough creativity in those two. What's your sense of the English midfield? Because certainly Scotland with Gilmore and McGregor and McGinn had a better evening on Friday. What about Phillips and Rice?
Yeah, no, I think Phillips and Rice are the protectors, aren't they? They're not going to really hurt you with dynamic passes forward. But what they are is a screen for the back two, because at times, you know, if ever you say there was a vulnerability about England, you would say it would have been the two centre-halves. So they actually need that box of Harry Maguire, John Stones, Calvin Phillips and Declan Rice. Probably they actually need that there to feel safe.
Okay.
But I think you've got to put a lot more onus on the forward players. You know, I'm seeing the great talent that we've got, and we're not being positive. We're not taking players on. It's just this pass, you know, passing the ball on, whereas we need directness. And I think that's why Jack Grealish and Bukayo Saka's in the team tonight.
As in, so Grealish can beat a man?
Saka could beat a man. Grealish could beat a man. Sterling on his day could beat a man. Hmm. And all that does is create mismatches, and then Harry Kane becomes alive. Because if you don't do that, most of the time Harry Kane's up against one, two, or sometimes against Scotland was three players. Hmm. It's impossible for him to do anything.
You'd have a good sense of tactics, obviously, as well. So if you're having Phillips and Rice, it was quite notable, and you can kind of give us your assessment as to why. It was quite noticeable that against Croatia in the first game, Walker, who probably didn't have a great game anyway, but Walker really didn't bomb forward like we see him do for City. And Trippier was probably never going to bomb forward. So, okay, fair enough. You take that as a conservative enough start. Second game, you think Reece James in there, he's going to bomb forward. You imagine him combining with Foden and Pace there. And equally, you think Shaw's going to get up around Sterling and bomb forward. It's kind of weird that even the fullbacks, if you're going to have that Phillips Rice two protecting, there is probably an onus on the English fullbacks to do a lot more in this tournament. What's your read on what's going on there? Because he hasn't even settled on two yet.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. But the issue is, anytime you want a fullback to be bombing on, you have to be getting good ball into the front boys. Mm. And the front boys have to be really dangerous, so you collapse the defense so they get around the outside. The problem with England is England haven't been good enough on the ball, whether it's Sterling or Foden. Raheem Sterling makes some good runs off the ball, but with the ball, he's not dynamic enough in beating his man. Hmm. Once he can take the man off the dribble, all of a sudden he moves inside, the fullback's going to follow him. What you're finding is the fullbacks are just sitting in, and Walker or whoever, Reece James and Luke Shaw, are just running onto players. And if you're running onto players and not space, then, you know, you're nullified. So I think England have to do a better job, you know, with their front boys really being positive.
So Bukayo Saka is a lovely player and has had a great season, 19 years of age. And yet it's kind of striking. So he's there with his 6 goals and 8 assists. And Jadon Sancho didn't make the bench against Croatia, which caught the eye. Unused sub against Scotland. He's sitting there with his 17 goals and his 16 assists last season. I would think wondering what's going on here. Is there any word about what's going on with Sancho and Southgate? Has there been an issue there?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. Yeah. I know Jadon very well. He's a top player, top talent. We all know he's a top talent. He's, you know, the deal with Manchester United is going to be going through at 75, 80 million or something like that. So,
yeah,
you know, at that sort of price, you know he's got quality. Maybe he's just looking at Saka more as a team player, okay, for instance, whereas Jadon Sancho can be a little bit of a maverick and probably more likened to Jack Grealish. And maybe he's only going to have one of those players in his team. So Jack Grealish at the moment gets the heads up. Hmm. But I think things might change in the knockout rounds because you have to win.
Yeah. So Harry Kane, I mean, we're dancing around the elephant in the room here, aren't we? We're kind of going
We're not. We're going to handle it.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's jump in. As to why he's not playing well, that's trickier. But talk to us about what you're seeing from him on the pitch.
Well, I think mostly the Scotland game, but the Croatia game as well.
Yeah.
Didn't look dynamic, looked a bit leggy. But again, a striker is only as good as the service he gets most of the time. Now, Harry Kane is a player who relies on service. We got no real service into Harry Kane. I think Raheem Sterling had the better of all the forwards getting ball. I think Phil Foden had a couple of actions. But nothing has really fallen to Harry Kane. And until you get production around Harry Kane, Harry Kane's going to struggle because it's difficult for him to do anything against two or three defenders. So I just think England's going to rely on the wider players doing their bit to draw centre-halves off Harry Kane so Harry Kane could get opportunities in the box. I think if he gets chances, Harry Kane's going to score. The problem is England haven't created many chances and they've only got one goal in two games, so they need to address that.
So Kane looking leggy, quite a few people have said that, even in the Croatia game where there was kind of a feel-good factor in the BBC. Even Alan Shearer was saying he looks slow. That was the word he used. And you said kind of leggy and one pace there. So it's either, I guess, some kind of tiredness long season, or he's carrying an injury, which he's probably not going to tell us about just yet. He's not going to broadcast that to the world, that his ankle might be at him again or something. Or maybe the transfer stuff is distracting him. I guess we don't really know what's going on there, but Southgate's definitely sticking by him. Like, there's no one else really close there to Kane, is there, Kevin, who can lead the English line?
No, there's no goal scorers in the squad like Harry Kane. Again, I just think Harry Kane, you know, has Harry Kane even had a look at the goalkeeper? I think he had one opportunity which was offside against Scotland. The ball got whipped in by Reece James behind the defence and he was offside.
There was one against Croatia where he kind of crashed into the post, almost got
one. Yeah, but you know, there's not really been anything for Harry Kane to really get his eyes wide and really test the goalkeeper or try to score. So as far as I'm concerned, Harry Kane's needs some of the other players to step up as well. Because sometimes, you know, you can look leggy because you're doing that much work on your own. It's a hard shift playing up front on your own if you're not getting any support. Trust me, I know.
I can imagine. Because people are saying as well, you'd have a sense of this, playing in a 4-2-3-1, they're criticising Kane for coming deep the way he likes to and has done brilliantly for Spurs. They're saying, oh, he can't really do that in this system. Is that right?
No, I think he can do it. Again, this is where the onus on the other players has to be. If Harry Kane's come short and the centre-half goes with him, it's up to one of the wide players or the central midfield player who plays a bit higher to run in behind him.
Like the Sterling goal.
To create that problem. Now, anytime Harry Kane does that, you need a runner. If you don't get a runner, the defence are happy. The centre half could just follow Harry Kane all the way in. And then now, your number nine, your goal scorer, your best goal scorer, is 50 yards away from the goal, you know, without a threat. So England, I'm sure they've been working on that in training.
Yeah. And is that why, let's assume for a second, Mount doesn't have to isolate for 10 days and who knows what's going to happen there. If Mount is back in his usual position, is that why if it's Mount in behind Kane and say if it's Foden back in, you have to have Sterling there because otherwise there's not enough pace to run in behind Kane? Is that the thinking there? I know you were saying you have your issues with Sterling.
Yeah, no, I think Sterling is a very good off-the-ball runner.
Yeah.
And if you look at both of the games, he's created a lot of problems by his off-the-ball running. He's coming to the feet and checking and running in behind centre defenders.
Yeah.
Defenders don't like that movement, but we need more of it, not just from Raheem Sterling. We need it from Saka. We need it from Grealish to be able to not only pick the ball up and be direct, but also run off the ball, off of Harry Kane. And that asks the defenders a hell of a lot of questions.
Yeah. So Phil Foden has his feet up tonight. What have you made of him so far? Is he going to keep his place round the 16?
I just think it's really important for England to have a good performance tonight. You know, possession is 9/10 of the law. Those who are playing tonight have the best chance. It's one of those things. If they really gel tonight and show themselves, why would Gareth Southgate change it?
What kind of pressure is Southgate under, Kevin? Like, do you rate him as a manager? Is the verdict still out in Southgate thus far?
I rate him. I do rate him because, you know, it's not easy to get to a semi-final of a World Cup in any national side. But the real telltale signs is now. Now he's got this squad full of talent and he has to manage it as best he can and the team have to perform for him. If the team perform, he gets the ticks in the boxes come. But if he doesn't, I think the jury's out at the moment of whether he's the right man.
Yeah, it's just amazing kind of all that talent and there's such a lack of adventure about them for whatever reason. Like even Declan Rice, I know we're saying he's there to protect, but you watch him for West Ham and he can do, he's in a kind of an all-round midfielder. He can run in behind defences and play good passes and do lots of different things. I mean, I don't think he's passed the ball forward more than five times in the whole tournament. That must be under instruction. It's just hard to know why they're playing with so little adventure almost, this whole England team.
Well, look, I think in the first game you saw Calvin Phillips, for instance,
yeah, it was great.
Have a storming game. Mm. But in the second game against Scotland, where Scotland really set up to nullify England, it's, you know, they make sure they cut your workout. You can't get going, and that's why I talk about in-game adjustments. You have to be able to adjust. Maybe you could say Calvin Phillips would say, right, listen, I'm going to sit here, and Declan, you go in front of me, and you bomb on, create a problem for McGinn and Gilmore and all these guys, and we'll take it in turns. You have to be able to adjust in game. But England, just like I said about that box of them four, Declan Rice, Calvin Phillips, and, you know, the two centre-halves, John Stones and, you know...
Maguire.
And Maguire. They are going to be the box to protect, because the fullback's going to bomb on.
So England, they're either going to go through probably first or second. What about the Scots? No Gilmore this evening against Croatia. Croatia kind of been disappointing thus far. Are the Scots going to nick a win here at Hampden?
I'd like to see it, to be honest. I think Scotland have got a bit between their teeth now, having got a point at Wembley. But Croatia are very dangerous. And, you know, Scotland sometimes, when the onus is on them to attack, the opposition can catch them, just like the Czech Republic proved. So I just hope they can get through, because it would be great for Scotland.
Mm. There's a text in from an Everton fan called Darren. Great to hear, Kevin. What does he make of the Everton managerial situation? Would he like to see Rafa?
I'll be honest, I don't mind. I think Rafa Benitez is a capable manager. He managed Liverpool a long, long time ago. He knows what he's doing. He's a smart manager. And he's been living in Liverpool for a long time. Mm. So he understands, and he knows there's going to be some flak flying around if he gets the job. Mm. But one thing nobody could question is his resume. So I just want the situation resolved, to be honest, because I think it needs it to be resolved and the project to get moving again.
One last one. John in Cork texted in, also an Everton fan. Geez, they're all coming out of the woodwork here. Never had so many texts from an Everton the Everton mob. He wants to know, can you remember Wayne Rooney coming through, the first time you realised he was going to be a great?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it was 14 years old. We played in a reserve game. I got on the coach and I saw this kid on the coach, and he was, you know, I thought he was one of the coach's nephews or something, you know, just coming for the ride. We get in the dressing room and he's changing. I thought, right, he's just coming for a warm-up. And then, you know, Andy Holden, the Taffy, the reserve manager, said, you know, treat him like a first team player. You've heard of that Rooney? I says, yeah. He said, that's him. I said, who, that kid? He said, yeah. Well, after that, after 60, 65 minutes, I came off. He'd scored two. He was incredible. Huh. And I got into training the next day and I told the lads and I said, he should be with us now. And they were laughing at me. 2 years later, straight from school, they were like open mouthed when he came in at 16. He was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Really, really, really prominent and really good.
He sure was. Were you on the pitch when he scored that goal against Seaman?
Yes, I was.
Yeah.
I was just about to give him some verbals up, if I'm honest with you, because I made the run and I thought he was going to slide me in. And then he used the run and bent it in the top corner. You know, amazing talent. What a player. Wow.
That was an electric moment. We'll give you the assist for that somehow.
No, I don't get no assist. I was going to give him some verbals.
Well, listen, Kevin Campbell, great having you on the show. Come back again soon sometime. I'll chat with us maybe about your career. I mean, we'd love to do that. 500 appearances. I'm sure you've got a few stories to tell like that Rooney one. But in the meantime, enjoy the match tonight. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Football on Off the Ball.
With Paddy Power's Save Our Game. A cane brace will bag 20k for Irish football. Gamble responsibly. Gamblingcare.ie.
The OTB Podcast Network with GetZetGo. Quickstart car insurance you can sort anytime online, then bounce on with your day. Get a quote today at GetZetGo.ie.